One of our listeners sent us this tweet in response to our Unscripted Friday. It says, "Hi Ciara, the new High Court ruling which imprisons immigrants to Ireland at their fifth year by not allowing them to leave for a single day out of the country in order to get naturalisation is not normal, is against human rights. It sounds very strange. We opted for Ireland because of its friendliness and not that we will ever need to be naturalised. Our relatives are abroad. We have human needs and emergencies. We do go home at times. I had 6 one-day visits to the UK last year for courses, and I was planning on applying for naturalisation in August of 2019, but now I can't." Basically what it is was a court order during the week that said, if you want to become a citizen and you have to live in this country for a period of time over the last 5 years, but for the last year before your application, you have to be in the country continuously, 365 days a year. You can't, and it was specifically said, you cannot go to Belfast for the afternoon. You can't go anywhere. You can't leave the country for a half day. Because they're applying this rule of continuous residency. Now, I don't know what you think about that 53106, but it seems to me if existing in the country 365 days a year without ever setting a foot outside it is the standard for residency, then none of us are resident. I'm not a resident because I've been elsewhere. But when I went to wherever I went for a day here and a day there, I didn't move there. I didn't live there. I visited there. And is this not a completely bizarre and peculiar interpretation of the law as is? And Monica is on the line. Monica, what do you think about this? Is this fair enough that if you want to be an Irish citizen, you should have to show a commitment of living here 365 for a full year?
Yeah, well, I find it very hard
yeah.
to do this. Like, my husband is an IT consultant and he travels regularly. So he can't stay put for a whole year. And we are from Hungary. We would like to travel back to see our elderly parents. So I don't know how is this feasible at all.
Okay, so you, because you are looking to apply perhaps for citizenship, it, by almost definition, it means you have family elsewhere because you come from somewhere else. And yeah. So you're being told by this that irrespective, if you want citizenship, if your mum sadly died, if your father was very ill, if your sister had a baby, that you're not allowed to go and visit anybody anywhere outside Ireland for a year. It seems harsh and actually unrealistic.
Yeah, excessive, I would say. Because we are living here for more than 20 years now, you know, showing Ireland that we are good citizens, paying taxes and doing everything by the book. And now all of a sudden we are told, no, you have to stay here for the whole year. You can't move.
Okay. And so you've been here for 20 years. Are you, yes. Have you got citizenship? Are you thinking of applying for citizenship?
No. We applied this March. My husband actually got through the second phase.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for my reference number, so we don't know what's happening. It's very uncertain.
Okay, fair. So you applied this March and your husband is an IT consultant who travels
yes.
for yes. his work anyway. So presumably, if this stands, your application is going to be thrown out. Is that the situation?
At the moment, we don't know what will happen because this is such a new thing. You know, it just happened a few nights ago. But I think in this case, yeah, either our paperwork will be returned or I don't know.
Yeah.
Or we have to give up the idea to become citizens because he can't stay. He can't say no to the boss if he has to travel.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But is it important to you, Monica? You're living here 20 years. Would you like citizenship?
Yes, definitely, because I would like to vote.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think it's at all unreasonable that you would like to vote. You're living in a country for 20 years. Having
yeah.
a vote, I think, is
yeah.
very important.
I
see what you're saying. Your husband has to travel. This may queer the pitch. Now, Charlie Flanagan, who is, of course, our Minister for Justice, has
yeah.
said, interestingly, don't cancel your holiday plans. Don't cancel your travel plans. We'll deal with this. Now, that strikes me as a semi-extraordinary thing for him to say with the judiciary having set down this legal precedent, because that flies in the face of what has been said in the court. And what he is saying by don't cancel your travel plans, it would seem to me, is based on the fact that he is presuming or indeed advising people that this will be overturned, which seems odd, actually.
I don't know. It's just a promise, you know. I just would like to see a letter from the Department of Justice, you know, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
This is what you have to do. Shall I expect my file back? Do I have to start this again? It's the uncertainty which really upsets us.
Yeah, I can imagine. James says, Ciara, how many people living in a border region might cross in and out of the north every day? Would this exclude them from being considered continuously resident? It's like being sentenced to an open prison. There is an element to that, of course. I presume they maybe not be able to tell if you've been out of the unless they're going to access your phone records and see if you pinged off a different phone
I'm
mast.
Wondering how will they prove? I mean, if you travel inside the EU, you don't have stamps in your passport. Maybe they will ask, you know, the airport whether I left the country or I don't know. I can't imagine how they are going to do this.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I can see why they might be able to access via airlines or ferry companies or what have you, your travel plans, that way, your history of travel that way, because I'm sure there's a record. But I don't see how they know if you've driven up to Newry to buy, you know, a few cans. I don't know how that could be that they would know that.
No,
maybe your credit card statements.
To be honest.
maybe exactly that, your credit card statements, and see where you spent money, which is it's a tricky one. Look, Monica, the best of luck with it. I mean, as I say, Charlie Flanagan has said, don't change your travel plans. But that in itself, I mean, you wouldn't be overly surprised if people then didn't change their travel plans, did apply for citizenship, did get turned down on the basis of their travel plans. And the next thing we're having people suing the government for saying one thing and something else happening. I don't know. I just don't know. 53106, what do you think? Continuous resident. I'm clearly not a resident. I have been out of this state in the last 365 days. I thought I was a resident. It feels very much like I'm a resident. Are you resident? Can any of us not, you know, I'm sure there are some people who haven't left, but a lot of people do travel for work as well as for maybe leisure, yes, and pleasure, but also just for family reasons to see people. Catherine's also on the line. Catherine, does this ruling impact on you?
Hi there.
How are you?
It would. I moved to Ireland 5 years ago. And since then, I've been counting down the days until I can apply for citizenship. So I should be due to apply this October. I have a fantastic job in Ireland. I love living here. I've since met a great Irish guy. We're going to be married in December in Ireland.
Okay.
It just feels disappointing that there's a big spanner in the works so close to when I would be able to apply. It does feel a little unfair, and I'd question how they'd enforce it as well. I was saying to Monica, are you going to access phone records? Are you going to contact ferry companies? How do you know if somebody's crossed the border?
I was actually just musing on that myself, and I can only imagine that the only sort of way you might do it is by credit card bills. Do you know what I mean? Where you spent your money. Like, I don't see how, if you're just driving across the border, that they're going to know where you've been at any given minute. But I do imagine they can. It seems kind of big brotherish, but I do imagine that if they could see if you spent your money in Sainsbury's or what have you, that they could see that you were in the north.
I think it's one of the only countries, if this law is passed, that would enforce such a law. Other countries have a certain flexibility cushion there where they can say, right, you have to be no less than 30 days out of the country, which seems reasonable. It doesn't make sense that you would want to guarantee people residency in the country. I don't understand the purpose of it, maybe other than to slow down the number of people that are applying for citizenship and looking to be naturalized. Just by making it more complicated, I don't understand the rationale behind it.
Yeah. Have you been, Catherine, out of the country in the last 12 months?
I would have, yeah. I've gone home, back to Scotland. I visited France. Yeah, so I would have popped in and out.
Yeah, like most people, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And have you, I know you're saying you would like to, you know, you're getting married, etc., that you would like to look at residency, citizenship by way of residency here, but had you instigated the process yet?
Well, it's For naturalisation, you have to wait 5 years upon arrival in Ireland. So that will be October for me. So I've kind of got all the documents ready to go. And, you know, on the 3rd of October, the day I moved to Ireland, I intended on applying.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I think it's shorter if you're married to an Irish person already. I think it's only 3 years. But
you have a shorter
period.
So. Yeah. It's look, I imagine from what I don't know the ins and outs exactly of it, but I imagine from what I've heard from politicians who've been out across this a little bit as well, that this will be sorted relatively quickly because people do see it, I think, as a little unfair.
It feels very unfair. Citizenship is a privilege in the first place. When I say people think, oh, well, who are you to think you're guaranteed, you know, you have a right to citizenship or you're entitled. It's kind of not what we're saying, but, you know, Ireland is a fair country. I think it prides itself on being a fair country with a strong and functioning justice system. And to put people through an unfair process in order to gain citizenship, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's really reflective of Ireland and what Ireland's about.
Okay. Yeah, I do agree with you. The best of luck, I suppose, Catherine, with whatever you decide to do about your application, and good luck with getting married and all that kind of stuff too. Do you think it's fair, lads? 53106, continuous residency, you can't leave the country. Supposing you were here, supposing you've been here for all of the last 5 years, but in the 12 months before your application, your mum dies and your mum lives in somewhere else. She lives in, I don't care where she lives, she lives somewhere else outside the country, and you obviously want to go home. Should that prevent you from being processed? Someone says, hi, Ciara, my brother had to spend 5 years without leaving Australia when he applied for residence over there. Missed 2 grandparents' funeral. 1 year, not so bad. I don't know. I think they're all bad. Someone else says, what happens to sports persons who want to be citizens? Can they travel with their club in the last year? Presumably not. You're not allowed outside the country. Someone says, staying in the state, Ciara, is a standard requirement for anyone applying for residency. I had to obey similar restrictions when living in the US. And someone else says, James says, it's not for the courts to make this law. That would be the job of the legislature. I think the Justice Department is right to make their statement. Hopefully they will update legislation to accommodate common sense. I think it's interesting what people are talking about what happens in the States. We only have to look at what's happening to that Irish lad currently who is married and has 3 children and is living in the States to see how much of a blunt instrument immigration law is over there. It seems to me, yes, you need to have laws and you need to have rules around all these things, but at what point as human beings does compassion go out the window? Basically, that man has been told to get out of the country or he will be jailed. He's married with 3 children who are American citizens. How can that be right? How can that be fair? 53106. Immigration is obviously a thorny issue, but I wonder, could we, all of us, handle it a little bit better?